The Proverbs woman shares words that reveal wisdom. She provides positive and uplifting instruction with all she shares. Today on Growing Hope, we'll be talking about these thoughts from Proverbs 31:26 and the steps we can take for growing wisdom in our own lives.
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary, because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Welcome to today's Growing Hope, where we are building up the habits to live out the Proverbs life. A life focused on God, guided by God, and connected to God, which leads us to this place of peace and joy and abundant overflow. Living out the Proverbs life requires living out the life designed uniquely for you. And when you are living out your uniquely designed life, you are going to have to make choices. Now, the truth is that choices are always being made for us, with us, around us, that affect us. But these are purposeful choices. If we really want to get to that life, that purpose-driven life, then we are going to have to make purposeful choices that are going to lead us to action steps that move us into the Proverbs life. The Proverbs life doesn't happen to you. You're not going to trip over it. You're not going to fall into it. You're going to have to step into what is provided for you, what you are called to do. Ultimately, God does it. It's His design. It is His show. But we have to make the choices that move us into it. It is that simple. Yet we put a lot of time and resources and energy into making it complicated. I recently shared something that I knew, but it had not quite settled down into my knower. In other words, it was something that I knew superficially, but I did not really walk out that knowledge. I had the information, but it hadn't settled into my life in a way that pushed me, drove me really to live it out. But that's what we are called to do. We're called to know it, and then know it so much that it becomes our default. Know it so strongly that it pushes us, that knowledge pushes us to live it out. And that's what wisdom really is. It is that pushing to live out the Proverbs life. So today we're going to be talking about the five steps for getting wisdom. We're going to be blocking out the negatives, feeding the positives, seeking wise counsel, learning to know it for ourselves, and making wisdom a priority. Again, simple, but it's a choice, a purposeful choice to get us to this place that allows us to live out the wisdom. There are times in my life when I've had the knowledge, but even having the knowledge didn't give me the courage to walk it out. I knew what I needed to do, but I listened to the other voices instead of doing what I knew to do. And the strongest thing I can think of right now is when I had gone through a course that was teaching me to focus on God and listen to God when it came to my body. And through that course, I had released 60 pounds, or excuse me, 30 pounds in 12 weeks the first time around. And then almost the same amount the second time I went through the same course. So I knew that when I listened to God, change happened physically for me. But when I got pregnant with my third child, my third son, the doctor said, "Don't ever let yourself get hungry," which was completely opposite of what I had just learned, that information, that knowledge that I had gained, and that I had seen work out in my life. And I took the information that the doctors gave me and used it as an excuse to ignore what I had heard. Now, in the last 2 weeks, I have been purposefully invested in listening to God when it came to my body. And that is one of the things he's reminded me about, is that we're all different. We're all going to have a different journey, but we have to make the purposeful choice to listen to him as he helps us be intuitive about our own unique bodies and not listen to man. It has to settle so deep in our knower that his way becomes the default over what they are going to tell you to do. It's line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. That's how we're going to build a foundation of wisdom for walking out our Proverbs life. Growing Hope is going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to dig deeper into this line upon line concept. Growing Hope will be back after these brief messages.
Are you caught in the hamster wheel of life, going at full speed but only spinning the wheel until you stumble and the wheel is spinning you? Do you want to get it all done but you aren't even sure what might be involved in your all? The Whiteboard of World Domination helps you get off the wheel and define your rules so you can take control of life one bite-sized piece at a time. Are you ready to create your change and dominate your world? Visit www.whiteboardofworlddomination.com.
When you were a little kid and you thought about what you wanted to be, teaching was at the top of your list. But things changed. And as you got older, teaching didn't seem like the best option anymore. So you're thinking you'll be something else. But what would your 12-year-old self say? Now you want to be a doctor. You don't think teachers save lives? 25 at a time. An actress? Try playing a different role every time the bell rings. How about a scientist? Ever heard of physics? Chemistry? Who do you think teaches that? Teachers today are breaking down obstacles, finding innovative ways to instill old lessons, and taking learning far beyond the four walls of the classroom. It's time to recognize that great things are happening in teaching and put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad
Travel
Council.
Travel along with Calipers and Spencer as they search the Alabama Gulf Coast, Gulf Shores, and Fort Morgan to Dolphin Island, Fort Gaines, for a treasure hidden away by centuries.
You dare uncover the secrets held by Mystery Rock? Come along in Catherine C. Lang's new middle school tourism fictional novel series, Scouting Out Adventure. Get the first book, Mystery Rock, in paperback and ebook at Amazon.com. or CatherineLang.com.
We are Growing Hope.
Welcome back to today's Growing Hope, the wisdom getting edition that is pushing us to know it in our knower so that we can walk it out and walk into the Proverbs life that we're called to live out. It requires purposeful choice. It requires making the move. It requires doing what we know to do, even when they tell us differently. And they are going to tell us differently. Because what God desires for our lives is always going to be different from what man thinks. And usually it's the smartest men that think differently from what God says. And so it's not going to make sense to people who are not in that right in that relationship with God. And that's okay. And what's even more interesting is that it's going to be different for each of us. So it may not make sense to me what you're doing, and it may not make sense to you what I'm doing. But as long as it makes sense to God, it's okay. it's different from what we have been taught. And I believe that that's one of the reasons he does it that way. It's because if it's different from what we have been taught by the world, then we have to rely on our relationship with him in order to get there. It brings us back to that it has to be God first. That God focus has to be first. And when it's there, then he helps us get to where we need to go. And we need to be walking in wisdom. We need to know things, but then we need to grow that knowledge into a place where we can use it practically for purposeful steps into pursuing our uniquely designed lives. Knowledge is great, But knowledge doesn't mean anything if we can't practically apply it to our lives. And wisdom is that practical application, that knowing it so deep down in our knower that it's our default position. Most of us are not going to, walk out here, get up on the roof of the house and walk off expecting to just keep walking. Even the cartoons that I grew up with shows that even if they do walk off a stage or some kind of height and there's a pause, eventually they fall because that's the law of gravity. It's a default knowledge. Most of us have learned it the hard way, having experienced gravity firsthand somehow. And that knowledge has grown into wisdom. So now we are wise in our decisions about how we handle heights. When we're growing into wisdom, when we're getting wisdom, it requires intentional choices that are going to prepare the way for wisdom to grow up into all it's supposed to be. So the first thing we're going to do is block the negatives. And you've heard me say it before, and you'll hear me say it again. And my son can attest to this because he hears it almost every day on the drive to and from school. Your words have power. Your words have meaning. But so do the words that you let into your life. So you have to develop this habit of blocking or deleting or avoiding the negatives in order to be able to get to that position where your default is a focus on the positives. The world is going to be throwing negatives your direction. And yes, that includes social media. So you have to learn to filter them out completely or eliminate them if that's what it takes until you get to that place where the default is the positive and the override is the positive. And you do that by the second thing, the second step, which is feeding the positives. You feed the positives in your life by investing in the things that are good and positive and encouraging. You read good, positive, encouraging things. You listen to good, positive, encouraging things. You are around good, positive, and encouraging people. And those people can be found in all different walks of life. The church can be a place where good, positive people hang out, or when you're listening to their words, you might discover that some of those groups are more focused on the negatives. Just because they talk the talk doesn't mean they walk the walk. And we want to get around people and things that not only talk the talk, but walk the walk. They show the positive. They speak the positive. They live the positive. Which brings us to the third step for getting wisdom, seeking wise counsel. Where do you find wise counsel? You find wise counsel everywhere when you are willing to look for it. You want to hang around people that are fostering wisdom in their own lives. You want to be seeking those people who are developing habits for wisdom, purposeful action, and positive focus. You'll find them in study groups. You'll find them in church. You'll find them in business groups. When you are open to looking for this wise counsel, then you will find the wise counsel. And then you want to invest in those relationships. You want to create connections and then invest in those relationships. Listen to what the wise counsel has to say. Always defaulting to your personal relationship with God, but listening to what they are feeding into you, but also being invested in feeding into the wise counsel as well. Relationships are two-way streets, and you grow up these relationships by listening and sharing. So invest and seek out wise counsel in your life. The fourth thing, the fourth step, for getting wisdom in your life is knowing it for yourself. It's great to have wise counsel. It's important to have wise counsel, but you have to know it for yourself. One of the things my dad has always challenged me to do, even when I was younger, was to go and find it for myself. If I brought up a scripture reference, he would say, "Where is that?" If I said in the Bible it says, he'd go, well, where is that? And by pushing me to get to know it myself, I am less susceptible to almost wise counsel. When I see something on social media posted, I do a deep dive research into it in order to make sure that what's being shared with me is actually wise counsel and it's not been skewed in one way or another. And by doing that, I don't position myself to depend on the wisdom of others. I gain from the wisdom of others, but I'm not dependent on the wisdom of others. You need to know it for yourself. And finally, the fifth step for getting wisdom in your life is making wisdom a priority. You will not be able to grow anything if you don't make it a priority. You will not be able to grow a houseplant if you don't remember to water and nurture it on a regular basis. Believe me, I speak from experience. If you want wisdom in your life, you're going to have to be consistently invested in growing wisdom. You're going to need to set aside time every single day for learning and for studying. If you don't make it a priority, you will never have the time. You only have time for the things that are a priority in your life. I'm going to say it again. You only have the time for the things that you make a priority. You have the time you need to get to where you want to go. You have the time you need to do what you need to do. But if you want to grow wisdom, it's going to have to become a priority. And wisdom is essential to growing this Proverbs life. Wisdom is essential to living out what you are uniquely designed to do. You have to, you know, block the negatives, feed the positives, seek wise counsel, know it for yourself, and make wisdom a priority if you're going to be bold in purpose and on purpose. And that's what you're called to do. We're all called to live that God-given, purpose-driven life that grows up from the heart seed He planted in you from the beginning. Growing Hope is going to take one more quick break, but when we come back, I'm going to finish up this idea of how to walk out wisdom and be bold in wisdom as the default position. Growing Hope will be back after these brief messages.
We are Growing Hope.
And now it's time for Back Porch Chats, where I share the little snippets of wisdom I gain from chatting with friends and family on the back porch and around the globe. You're designed uniquely to do something, and the problem is that so many people are trying to do something other than what they're designed to do.
Well, Paul tried to say it in a different way. Sometimes Paul will burn down a barn to roast a pig. Peter said that, but he didn't say it quite like that. He just said some of his stuff's hard to understand. but that's what he was saying. You can't, if you're the finger, you can't say you're not part of the body. And you're, what your purpose is important to the whole makeup of the body. That's why I think that in some of Paul's writing, he said, and if everybody's doing their part, And you come together, any problem that comes up, be it money, be it healing, be it this, there's some member sitting there that's allowing the Holy Spirit to work through them, so that person that comes to you and says, this is happening, can be fixed. Because the whole body is now operating, not just the finger trying to do something that the heart needs to be doing.
Wisdom is waiting just around the corner or maybe on the back porch. Keep looking, keep growing, keep learning.
Join Dr. James Dobson, Beth Moore, Luis Palau, Joyce Meyer, Dave Ramsey, Focus on the Family, and more, exclusively on the Alive in Christ Radio Network at aliveinchristradio.com.
We are Growing Hope.
Welcome back to today's final segment of this installment of Growing Hope, the Getting Wisdom edition, where we are getting the wisdom we need to walk out the Proverbs life, taking the steps that we need to take to know it so deep in our knower that it becomes the default position. Growing up this type of wisdom requires an investment. You have to be willing to invest in the knowledge so that you are defaulting to the position of walking it out. And it's not always easy because you're getting a lot of other information as well. When I was out working in the garden one day, I put my pitchfork in a yellow jacket's nest. And for those of you who are wondering, no, it wasn't a good thing. And that was knowledge that I gained through experience. But what was interesting is that despite knowing that our yard was yellow jacket free the next year, despite knowing that my driveway was yellow jacket free the next year, despite this knowledge, the experience of my past with the yellow jackets was my default position. I had not adjusted to the new default of knowing that there were no yellow jackets. And I walked outside one day, walking down the middle of my driveway, and I heard a buzzing noise. And because my default position was still with the yellow jackets, I froze. I physically could not move. My knowledge was overwhelmed by the experience of the past. And when we're getting wisdom, when we're blocking those negatives and we're feeding the positives, when we're seeking the wise counsel and learning it for ourselves and we're making wisdom a priority, what we're doing is pushing the experiences away, even the negative experiences, in order or the half-truths that they have given us, in order to focus and hone in on this God knowledge that is moving us into the Proverbs life. It can be a little disconcerting when you have experienced something in the past, but God has told you something different today. And now you have to make the choice to walk out God's wisdom over your past experience. And that's why it's so important to be invested in these steps of blocking the negative and feeding the positive. Those two alone are so powerful in changing your focus that it makes the rest of it that simpleness that we were talking about in the beginning. It is simple when it's God-focused, when the negatives are blocked out and the positives are fed. That God focus becomes so essential to daily living that it doesn't make sense not to do it, which is why it becomes simple. If you are interested in growing this Proverbs life, join me over at www.theproverbslife.com. We are following the practical tips and Proverbs that provide us the wisdom we need, that default wisdom to grow up the life of peace and joy that we're called to live. We are in this world, but we are not of this world. And too often we get caught up in what the world has to offer, and we miss what is really ours to hold onto and to grasp. We're called to be a reflection of God here on in this world, so that the world begins to meet Him and understand Him and choose Him. And we can only do that when we make the move from world knowledge to God knowledge to the wisdom, default wisdom, that provides those practical, purposeful choices that leads us to the life we are called to live. It will not happen by accident. It will require taking the actions and taking the steps to get there. But when you do, you will live the Proverbs life that you're called to live. I am here for you. If you want some encouragement, or some support, just email me at Catherine@CatherineLang.com, and we can talk about what your next step is or where your struggle is. Or just join me on social media. I'm on Facebook as the Catherine C. Lang, or over on Twitter as at Catherine C. Lang. Together we're stronger. So let's work together, grow together, and walk out these Proverbs life. Until next time, remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope at Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.